Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
I'm Janice Gockel, and with Nancy Winder, I've been co-director for this first ever Railroad Creek Chamber Music Festival. Nancy and I have talked for years about having a chamber music week. My husband and I have been coming to Holden for years, and of course got to know Nancy, and whenever Larry and I would come, my Larry, she has a Larry also, so it gets confusing. But when we would come, we would bring our instruments, and we would simply search out other people in the village, guests especially, and staff, that had instruments, and say, when can we get together to read some music? And we'd bring a bunch of music up with us. So out of this came Nancy's and my idea for a week of chamber music. We actually had it all scheduled one year, and that was not the big fire of 2015, but it was somewhere prior to that, 2007 maybe, that we were going to put it together, and the night before we were supposed to be leaving Seattle, Nancy emailed and said, we're evacuating tomorrow because of smoke. So you might say that first idea went up in smoke. but we kept talking, and she started coming to the chamber music workshop that I do in Seattle each summer. So she was getting more ideas of how I work. And last summer, somehow things just came together. We talked about it here with the education director, the person directing the programs, and away we went with working through the year to simply make it happen. It's really been fulfilling and exceeding my expectations, because what I wanted to develop was something where the people that came to Holden with instruments would simply play chamber music, and it would, the people that were attending Holden as guests would hear chamber music here and there throughout the village at various times of day. And this has been so neat because so many people have been saying, wow, that was cool. We were hearing it off, coming off of this porch. Well, we were just playing or rehearsing, but they were hearing it and loving it. And then our chamber music dessert sessions, which have been like between dinner and Vespers, because Holden doesn't serve dessert during the week. And so we have had a chamber music dessert instead, which is just a short little program of chamber music. We did it in the library, we did it in Village Center, but then we discovered the real place, which was up on the patio between lodges 2 and 3. Our audience was sitting on the porches of the lodges. They were sitting on the agape porch and on the grass in front of agape. And they're looking out at this incredible view of Copper Basin and blue skies and so forth, and hearing this chamber music. It was, and so that made it all the more fun for us, because we felt their enjoyment of the whole thing. We had hoped that we might have as many as 25 musicians, but this year we started out with just 10 of us officially. We've been able to do all kinds of combinations of people, of instruments. We have musicians from Portland, we have some from Seattle, And I think those are the two main places. Wait, I need to include my good friend from college, Chris Holmer, who is from Iowa. So she came a long way to do chamber music. Each day we've started out and said, okay, who wants to play what? And it's grown from there. We decided that we would put a schedule on the kiosk to tell the community where we were doing music and when. Not performances, thank you, but where we were doing music. And we were so pleased that people have dropped in just to listen, even though we might be rehearsing or we might be just reading. But as I put on the kiosk, we are playing. We are having fun just making music. So it's about music, and then it's about sharing it. Talking with Nancy this morning, and I said, we need to get a performance up on the porch of Chalet 9, because then we will have, by the end of the week, played chamber music from the lowest places in Holden Village up to the highest places. So far, our highest, we took a violin duo up to where Carol is working on audio archives up in the attic of the hotel and played for her up there. Great fun. So doing it just all over the village, having fun doing it and sharing that fun with each other. The one thing that hoping people would take with them is, and it's already happening, is this sense of, wow, I've never been in a place where there was all this informal music. And a couple people said, we want to know when you're doing it next year. We want to sign up for that week. People that are just loving it. They come up to us at breakfast, at meals, at just wherever we see them. And, oh my goodness, that was so beautiful. And some of us that are more experienced players think, oh, you didn't hear my little bloopers and so on. And they didn't, because they were just hearing the music for the pure joy of it. We get used to the stuffiness of concert halls, but music doesn't have to be that way. So I hope that the guests will take away that, wow, they heard all this cool music up at Holden. And for those that have been participating this year, number one, of course, that they will really want to come back and do it again next year, and that they will want to tell their friends to say, this was the most fun experience, because you could still go to sessions, and one day we went hiking, and wow, did we play a lot of music and loved it.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information, or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.